Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place. Peter, Mo Rocca, and Faith Saley each has 3 points. Charlie Pierce has 2.
All right. All right, Charlie, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Countries around the world send aid to blank after Tuesday's devastating earthquake.
Haiti.
Right. On Thursday, President Obama proposed a new tax on blanks to cover the money from the bailout.
Banks.
Right. On Tuesday, Google announced it might pull out of blank if the country did not change its censorship policy.
China.
Right. Wheelchair-bound R&B legend blank died on Wednesday at age 59.
Teddy Pendergrass.
Right. This week in New York, Lord of the Rings star Elijah Wood hosted a wing-eating competition, which was called...
Lord of the Wings.
Exactly. Hershey revealed its plans to make a bid to take over the UK candy maker blank.
Mars.
No, Cadbury.
Oh.
On Thursday, scientists moved the hands of the blank from 5 to 6 minutes to midnight.
Doomsday clock.
Right. Israel has now formally apologized to Turkey for humiliating that country's ambassador by making him blank.
Making him sing.
No, making him sit in a really low and uncomfortable couch.
Oh.
This is true. The Israeli deputy foreign minister invited the Turkish ambassador to a meeting, then seated him in a low couch far below his Israeli counterpart and invited in TV cameras to film the ordeal. Worse, the Israeli explained what he was doing as it happened in Hebrew, which he knew the Turk didn't understand. He said, quote, "The important thing is that people see he's low and we're high." So after somebody translated it for the Turk, Israel had to apologize, and also for the whoopee cushion. Carl, how did Charlie do in our quiz?
Charlie had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points, and Charlie has the lead.
All right, well done, Charlie. A nice round. All right. Well, we flipped a coin. Faith is elected to go third, so Mo, you're up next. Fill in the blank. A federal court in California heard testimony this week in a trial over whether gay couples can blank.
Marry.
Right? Millions of dollars for Haiti relief came into the Red Cross from people using blank.
Text messaging.
Right. Caught in a scandal involving his wife's affair with a teenager, the leader of blank has temporarily stepped down.
General Motors.
No. Leader of Northern Ireland.
Oh,
Simon
ahead.
Cowell announced that this would be his last year in the show blank.
American Idol.
Right, because a hippo who escaped from a Montenegro zoo during a flood couldn't be returned to its pen. Officials chose to blank.
Send it on a cruise.
No, to let it wander around the streets with armed escorts. Miep Gies, the Dutch woman who helped hide blank from the Nazis, died at age 100.
Anne Frank.
Right. Washington, D.C. prosecutors filed charges of felony blank possession against NBA star Gilbert Arenas.
Oh, like gun possession.
Yeah, gun possession. Yeah. Gun possession. Riot police in Great Britain have been reprimanded for blanking.
Doing bad Cockney accents.
No. They've been reprimanded for going sledding on their riot shields.
That's pretty cool. Well, the Winter Olympics are coming up.
Police officers know a riot shield in your hand makes you think of one thing. Sledding! Police officers in Britain use their shields to go zipping down the hillsides in Oxford. And then being right.
Did they manage to keep the really big hats on?
I hope so.
That would be cool.
Because they're so smart, they posted the video on YouTube.
Oh, jeez.
The officers were quickly reprimanded and reminded that, quote, tobogganing on duty is a very bad idea. They took the warning to heart and canceled their planned game of taser tag. Carl, how did Mo do in our quiz?
Mo had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 13, but Charlie still has the lead with 14.
All right,
points.
How many then does Faith need to win?
6 correct answers.
All right, here we go. Ready, Faith? This is for the game.
All right.
According to a USA Today Gallup poll, 78% of Americans approve of plans to install blanks in airports.
Oh, the see-through body scanners.
Yeah. Officials in Massachusetts say it could take weeks to certify the results of the special election to fill blank's Senate seat.
Ted Kennedy.
Right. Televangelist blank was criticized for saying that Haiti was being punished for making a pact with the devil.
Pat Robertson.
Right. Because of its one-child policy, by 2020, there will be 24 million more men than women in blank.
China, and right. I'm moving there.
To boost donations, a Washington State Blood Center is offering a blank for each pint of blood given.
Oh, I knew this. And I don't anymore. Mo wants me to say a tarantula.
No. A pint of beer. Art Clokey, the animator who created that little green slab of clay called blank, died at age 88.
Gumby.
Right. Saying he'd lost a bet, Kiefer Sutherland appeared in The Late Show with David Letterman wearing a blank.
Dress.
Right. Tighter airport security is designed to make flights safer, but it is also making it more difficult for chefs to blank.
Travel with their knives.
No, to smuggle salami. Because of import restrictions.
I thought he was just happy to see me.
No, he had... an imported artisanal sausage, Charlie.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Chefs have long been smuggling food like salami, prosciutto, and head cheese into the country. They stash a pork shoulder in a still water bottle, or they hide a goose liver in the belly of a salmon, for instance. Anything, whatever it takes. But body scanners and pat-downs will expose the salami smugglers to the world, ruining countless dishes, because nothing can quite match the flavor of a prosciutto that has spent 8 hours down someone's pants. Carl, did Faith do well enough to win?
She needed 6 correct answers to win, and she had
hey!
6 correct answers. Oh, well, with 15 points, Faith Saley is district champion.
Congratulations. Well done, Faith.